In the day's other news, the U.S. Justice Department is getting back into the business of policing local police. Attorney General Merrick Garland today rescinded a Trump-era curb on consent decrees. That will make it easier to investigate police departments and press for major changes in use of force and other policies. An Indiana man has become the first person to plead guilty to federal charges in the January assault on the U.S. Capitol. John Ryan Schaefer is a heavy metal guitarist and a member of the far-right Oath Keepers militia. He pled to charges that stem from storming the Capitol and using bear spray on police. On the pandemic, the World Health Organization chief reports COVID-19 infections are nearing the highest rate yet. India recorded another 217,000 cases in just 24 hours, and the number of deaths worldwide closed in on 3 million. In Washington, public health leaders warned again of surges nationwide.
Some of these increases are as a result of relaxed prevention efforts in states across the country, such as relaxed mask mandates or loosened restrictions on indoor restaurant seating. Another reason for these increases is the continued spread of highly transmissible variants, more than 50 to 70% more transmissible.
The Biden administration also announced that it's providing $1.7 billion to help track and identify variants of the virus. Russia responded to new U.S. sanctions today with penalties of its own. On Thursday, Washington ousted 10 Russian diplomats and imposed other measures, citing interference in the U.S. election and hacking of federal agencies. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, answered in Moscow.
You said 10 diplomats were included in the list. We will respond reciprocally to this measure. We will propose 10 diplomats of the United States to the Russian Federation to leave our country.
In addition, 8 current and former U.S. officials are banned from entering Russia, including the FBI director and the attorney general. Iran has begun enriching small amounts of uranium to 60%, its highest level yet. Today's announcement is still well short of the 90% level that's needed for weapons-grade uranium. In Washington, President Biden criticized the move at a White House news conference after meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Suga.
We do not support and do not think it's at all helpful that Iran is saying it's going to move to enrich to 60%. It is contrary to the agreement.
Iran's announcement came as U.S. and Iranian negotiators are holding indirect talks in Vienna on resurrecting the 2015 nuclear deal. A court in Hong Kong sentenced 9 pro-democracy leaders today over a mass anti-government march in 2019. It was mainland China's effort to suppress the protest movement. Media tycoon Jimmy Lai was ordered to serve up to 18 months in prison. 82-year-old former lawmaker Martin Lee had his sentence suspended. In Cuba, Raul Castro made it official today. He is stepping down after 10 years as leader of that country's ruling Communist Party. He made the announcement at a party congress. It marks a transition to a younger generation of communist officials. Raul Castro is 89. He had succeeded his brother Fidel, who led the 1959 revolution and died 5 years ago. Back in this country, a watchdog report finds former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo repeatedly violated ethics rules. The State Department's Inspector General says that Pompeo and his wife asked aides to carry out personal tasks more than 100 times. They ranged from handling pet care to mailing Christmas cards. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 164 points to close at another record, 34,200. The NASDAQ rose 13 points, and the S&P 500 added 15, also reaching a new record. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Biden administration reverses course twice in one day on the issue of refugees. Multiple states seek to ban young transgender athletes from competition. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart consider the week's political news, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.